Sanford House is an evidence-based program that utilizes the 12 steps, whole body wellness, and considers the vital role of the family in its approach to treatment. Located right here in West Michigan, Sanford House at Cherry Street for women and Sanford House at John Street for men, both historic homes and quiet residential streets. We take the roving microphone to Sanford House at John Street for men. Oh my gosh, I'm entering this beautiful house, guys. May I come in?
Yes, definitely.
Welcome, Shelly.
Hi, I'm
John Street.
221 John Street, where miracles can happen. Do you have a tagline?
Usually our tagline is restoring homes and restoring lives. So what we like to do here at Sanford House is we take old homes that might be dilapidated, could burn down, and bring them back, just as we try to do with our clients on their 30 to 90-day stay here at Sanford House.
We are an addiction treatment center. We have clients that come and stay up to a month, can stay up to 3 months, and we are licensed by the state of Michigan. We're national accreditation by the Center for Accreditation for Rehab Facilities, and we have capacity for 20 beds, so we can serve 20 men. This is a gender-specific treatment facility, and this is our second facility. The first is women, and this is for men.
I guess the blunt question is, why keep them separate?
So the reason really keeping them separate is each gender recovers differently. So sometimes their groups can be a bit different. The way they recover can be a bit different. But really it started out with 3 years ago when we went to Cherry, we had our place on Cherry Street, and we really saw that it was a woman's house, and Ray had worked with women previously, and so that's kind of why we went for it.
And the other thing about recovery is that a lot of times the roots of addiction are different. For women, it can be rooted in relationships and the destruction of relationships, and that's what brings them to treatment. Whereas men, they're just problem solvers, and so they want to get it done. They come in, and they're ready to figure out what's going on and how do we fix this. And so the underpinnings for treatment can vary.
Rockstars you are. Obviously, we want to talk a little about who you're treating, how you're treating, and how the community can help. But first of all, tell me about this house.
Yeah, so definitely. So the house was built in 1890 by Dr. Charles Hazeltine, and he was the president of Hazeltine and Perkins Drug Company. So they were one of the big drug companies back in the day. So it was that until 1930, and then it turned into the Elmcrest Home for Girls. But in that 40-year period, the Hazeltines had their daughter's wedding here in 1908 to a German count. So the setting for that was on the third floor ballroom. So so there was definitely some interesting times at this house previously. But then it turned into the Elmcrest Home for Girls, as I said, and there was 31 girls here living in here at a time. And then in 1972, it turned into the Bridges Home for Runaway Children. So that was kind of still run by Arbor Circle today. And then in 1980, it turned into Guarneri House, which was a maker, purveyor, and restorer of fine wood instruments.
I wanted to, like, describe, I mean, is this some of the same wood here,
yeah.
Ray?
Yeah.
It's all of the natural woodwork that was put in. And the Hazeltine family, they traveled Europe a lot. So he was actually the consul to Milan, Italy. And so a lot of the architectural inspiration comes from their European travel. So, yes, all of this gorgeous woodwork, thankfully, had not been painted. And we were able to restore it to its full gracious grandeur from 1890s.
You can feel it now. Before we go for our tour, you've got a kind of a unique management relationship here. Is this like a mom-son thing?
It certainly is. This is a small family business, and Alec graduated in 2016 with a political science major, and he has branched out significantly doing the project management for all of the construction for this project, which was a 10-month long endeavor, and he is now the manager of this home. And so has really developed his resume. And
something that's kind of fun to note, Shelley, is we used all Grand Rapids family-based businesses for this project. So that was a big part. We're a family-based business, and we wanted to make sure that we supported other family-based businesses during this process.
Awesome. Take me for a tour. We start, do we stay in the basement?
Yeah, so we'll call this the basement, but it's actually our offices. And so we have five counselor desks in here that allow for them to come down and utilize those when they're not doing groups. But just to note that this was an old 1890 basement, and when Guarneri House was in here, they had about 8 woodworking stations. So we took a basement that was pretty dungy and turned it into some offices. As well, we'll kind of walk through here, and we'll walk from our offices into the gym.
Hey, there's a treadmill.
Yes. So a big part of our programming is wellness. So the guys go to the Y multiple times a week, and as well, we have the gym down here. And because of the larger footprint of the house compared to our Cherry Street property, it allowed us to have more room for the gym.
And I might add that one of the reasons wellness and exercise is so critical during early recovery is that it helps get that dopamine spiking again. It really gets things going. And we now know, thanks to research, that that limbic system that's so impacted by addiction, if it becomes dysregulated, it can cause cravings. And exercise and wellness and all of the things that go along with it, whether it's yoga or holistic meditative practices, all are critical in helping to ensure that, you know, that someone can reach long-term recovery.
What is the average length of stay?
30 to 90 days. 30 days is the usual length of stay, and that is oftentimes insurance helps us decide how long someone can stay.
Do your guests want to be here?
Yes, they do. Usually by the time they come to us, they're pretty progressed in their disease. Now, they don't necessarily come knocking at the door themselves. That's the nature of the disease. They can have a little external motivation, which is in the form of family prompting them and that. But once they get here, they work pretty hard and they're pretty ready to get well.
And you have to eat. What a lovely kitchen.
Yeah, so a big part of our programming is nutrition. Now, so we have a chef on staff that caters to both facilities. And so a big part of it is, the nutrition and health aspect of treatment and being able to provide that warm meal, but also a nutritious meal.
And also, it's another pleasurable activity. When you enter into early recovery, life can seem not very fun at first. And so what we try to do is surround our clients with comfortable, welcoming things, like a nice meal that's been prepared by a chef and looks pretty when it's set down on the table in front of you.
And do they are, again, responsible for their own making sure they're here on time and all that good stuff?
That's correct. We do have a bell that helps because sometimes people lose track of time when they're in the house and they're tired. So they might be up taking a nap or something, but we have a bell that can help remind everyone to get to the dinner table or to group or whatever the activity may be.
From the kitchen we move.
We're in the dining room right now, and that actually it sits 20 men at the table. So when we are at full capacity, all of the men will be able to sit at the specialty-made table. As I said before, that we used Grand Rapids-based businesses. So this was actually made by Custom Cottage, a business right off of Broadway. And they give guys a second chance. So if somebody might have been previously incarcerated or homeless, they give them a second chance and teach them carpentry. So it really goes with our model, and that's who we tried to support through this business.
I'd also like to point out the stained glass, Tiffany-era stained glass window that all of the windows over the 100-plus years that they have been in the house started bowing because that's what lead does. And all of the windows and the art glass was removed from the property and taken to an artisan's workplace and rebuilt to its fully restored state.
Do is group therapy part of this? Do we become, I don't want to say friends, but do we got to get along?
Oh, community is a huge part of it. And community is really the way that that we best help treat therapeutically people who come to us for help. And because that's because there's support along with, someone's disease. It helps chip away at that stigma and judgment. And you're with people who have had similar situations and brought them to this place. So, yes, group therapy is very important. But we also, have individual therapy for each client as well.
And here we are, boy, the sun's beaming down. What a bright area, but I trust some conversation happens in this room.
Yeah, so this is our front group room here, and this is a really important aspect of what we do here is the treatment. So we do various groups throughout the day, about 6 hours of very intense therapy, followed by Y and different excursions that we might do.
Shelley, we designed this place because what we wanted was something inspirational rather than institutional. This is decidedly non-institutional. That's why we picked a home-like environment. And we really want people to feel excited about life and inspired when they leave the treatment that they've worked really hard during when they're here. We also have chosen all original artwork for this home. So local artists, Dave Lovers, Kathy Mole, several artists that that we really looked at pictures that spoke to us, and we have a therapist whose medium is art, and she works on explorative and journaling therapies with the guys using the artwork.
Do your guys come from all walks of life?
Yes and no. We are a private pay, private insurance. We're privately held, so we're not a government-funded agency. So the clientele is searching for it and usually has the means to pay or has the insurance coverage to come to us. And that's why I think they feel comfortable within a setting like this.
Mm-hmm. Is the goal to control, cure, acknowledge, next step?
We don't know of a cure yet. That would be real great if research can come up with that. However, the outcomes are very positive. In fact, the relapse rates are less than that of diabetes. So we're making great strides in the area of recovery. And so when people leave here, they leave here with a whole set of coping skills on how to stay sober and also their families, how their families can support them.
Bring me next to the sunroom?
Yeah, so this is actually right above our porte cochere. And so this is a room where we do a lot of family groups. So a big part of our treatment that Ray mentioned is the family therapy. So this is a room where we can bring the families in and talk together with the client and their loved ones about how, you know, about the disease of addiction and how it works and how they can help them. So this is a really important room and a lot of important stuff goes on in here.
But I trust the families are invited at special times?
That's correct. It isn't just a drop-in by any means. And part of that is because we want to go over a lot of what's going to happen with our clients before it actually happens. In the disease of addiction, a lot of times there can be debris left behind and some emotional wreckage and damage. And so what we like to do is prepare both the family and the client and bring them together. And we have found that one of our most effective therapists is in the form of a Bernese Mountain Dog, and he greets the families and can kind of diffuse a lot of that when they come through the door.
Where is he?
He's at daycare today. He got a day off.
Here we are. The fire is not lit, but it could make this area even more comfortable than what it is.
So, no, definitely. And what we tried to do with this second floor was really make it comfortable. So the first bedroom we're walking into is Fanny Hazeltine's bedroom. So this was Mr. and Dr. Hazeltine's daughter's room. And you can see we kept all of the integrity of the old house, and a big part of that is the curved ceilings that you don't see anymore. So a lot of plaster work went into this house just because there were so much leaks and it was really kind of decaying.
Pictures of this house are in the National Archives. We restored it to the point where they came through and took pictures of the house, partly because of historic tax credits. But yeah, this is preserved for eternity at the National Archives.
Yes, and so then as we kind of walk through this second floor, we're walking into Mrs. Hazeltine's bedroom. So this was back in the day when the wife and husband wouldn't stay in the same room.
That those days aren't over.
Yeah, definitely. And so this has a beautiful view of John Street, and the light really shines through, so this is definitely one of everyone's favorite rooms.
Yes. But a guest stays here.
Correct. Yes, so there is two beds in this room, so two individuals can stay in this room at a time.
And really, our rooms are semi-private. A lot of people ask for a private room when they call, but it really is not clinically recommended to have a private room. Addiction is a disease of isolation, and so right away we need to start working at breaking that isolation. Another part that is so important is the healing, the physical healing, and sleep. There's often been sleep deprivation. Sleep is important, so these beds are the same beds that the JW Marriott downtown has, and without exception, our clients want to know where the beds came from, so they often come here and get restful sleep for the first time in a long time.
Now, this room here has some history.
Yes, definitely. So this was Dr. Hazeltine's room. And one thing to note is up on the front side of the house, there is some old leaded glasswork. And it's now a couple different shades of pink and yellow, but it was originally all pink. And so over the years, the colors of the glass have changed. And Dr. Hazeltine lived until 1912, and that is when he passed away. And to note, one of the pallbearers at his funeral was a Pantland who opened the Amway Grand Plaza Hotel.
So he was a man of notoriety. And then when it went to the Elmcrest Home for Girls, we had the privilege of receiving phone calls from several elderly women who saw articles on our restoration of the building and called to tell us about their time here at the Elmcrest. And they couldn't speak highly enough of the service it was for these young professional women who had come probably from the countryside to go to Davenport or Aquinas, and they lived in this home.
Fancy bathrooms.
Yeah, so we actually started with 4.5 baths and went up to 7.5 at the end of the restoration of the home. And the bathroom we're in right now was actually the entrance to a closet. So we took one bath and created two and used the entryway to a closet to make another entry to a bathroom.
Shelley, we had an open house for all of the people that worked on this home for the 10 months that it was under construction. And perhaps the proudest were the plumbers who spent a lot of time in the basement and the bathrooms showing their families the incredible work and really next to impossible work adding bathrooms to an 1891 built house.
And again, the overall picture of a beautiful place is to bring a beautiful charm to a broken heart.
Yes, absolutely. To someone who's very sick when they come to us and they have a lot of hard work to do. It's a lot of emotional work that needs to be done. So to be in a welcoming and comfortable setting that feels very home-like, it means a lot in terms of the quality of work that they can do. And I'll add that while our setting is incredible and very home-like, we also do many, many groups off-site. So we do excursions, we call it Skills in Motion, and we use all of the resources in our community for therapeutic purposes.
And again, it's a work day, so work is being done. Behind these closed doors, what's happening?
It's called auricular acupuncture, and this is acupuncture that's done in the ear. We have a trained therapist. She's also a nurse who does this, and it is very, very effective for cravings and lessening cravings as well as stress and anxiety.
And to note, so the room that they're working in right now is the original Hazeltine Ballroom. So it was built in 1908 for their daughter's wedding to a German count. So that is why you actually take what they would call the servant stairs up to them, because normally you wouldn't take the servant stairs up to the ballroom. But when we first started the on this project, it was an apartment upstairs with a kitchen and a popcorn ceiling. And so we demoed all of that, and under that we found the original tongue and groove to the Hazeltine Ballroom, and Bylsma Painting went in and restored the old woodwork, and so it was quite an amazing change that went on in that room through the period of the project.
This room is also large enough to house groups of people. If we had a guest speaker come in, we have a contract therapist who brings the two houses together, the men and the women, for a specific therapeutic reason. And they meet in this room, which is spacious and grand and feels real comfortable for larger groups.
Such a labor of love with your family and this opportunity for West Michigan. Now, what's your vision? What's the vision for your Sanford House at John Street?
Oh, that's the best question, Shelley. Our vision is that we really want to chip away at the stigma and the judgment that comes along with this very devastating disease. And our family has been personally as well as professionally impacted in many, many ways. And so we're excited to not only create an effective treatment facility, but be innovators in the field.
We're really excited to limit the stigma of addiction and work with people that should get the chance, a second chance. What my favorite expression is everybody runs when you break your arm to sign your cast, but nobody always runs when you're going into treatment, and we want that to change, and we look forward to that.
What can West Michigan do to enhance this? Or to help out?
Know that we're here and just spread the word that we are providing a service that is not available anywhere else, really, in West Michigan, if not all of Michigan, and even within the Midwest.
And just to look at, you know, treatment as a different thing and non-institutionalized, and hopefully we can continue to see warm, home-like environments for individuals to go and recover.
Feel inspired.
Definitely.
You ever leave your work?
Never. Okay. Nope. We love it. We love it, and we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
How to make it better.
This is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job that we all love. The Green family is very passionate about what we do, and we look forward to doing it for many more years together.
How do we find out more information?
You can go to our website. It's sanfordhousegr.com, or visit our Facebook page, Sanford House GR.